contractors of Prestine offer the complete farm service. Give them a ring on Prestine 267774. Fertilising, ploughing, working down, tractor hire, Viking Contractors of Prestine. Hedge trimming, and listen, Viking Contractors offer the complete service in hay harvesting equipment. In fact, if you're a farmer, you need us. So remember, even if you're the smallest or the largest landowner, Viking Contractors of Prestine can help you now. So telephone Prestine 267774. Bengries of Leinster are agents for Peugeot Talbot cars. Come and test drive the Samba three-door hatchback, Horizon, Solara, Alpine and the Go Anywhere Rancho. Bengries of Leinster have the cars and the backup for trouble-free motoring. Bengries for Vauxhall Opel. The Nova, the smallest front-wheel drive three-door hatchback and two-door saloon. The Astra, Cavalier, Manta Sports, Carlton, Senator and the Monza, the biggest in the range. Bengries have the cars and the petrol to go in them. Bengries are open 7 days a week. There's also a selection of fine used cars. Contact Colin Jones at Bengries of Leinster. Telephone Leinster 2337. Glazewright of Ludlow, incorporating daylight windows.
Glazewright are at St John's Lane in Ludlow and have all your glazing needs, including all types of mirrors and glass at competitive prices. Distance is no object for delivery and finest quality fitting is available by our own craftsmen.
Are you thinking of replacing those old and drafty windows? Then contact Daylight Windows at Glazewright in St John's Lane, Ludlow. Telephone 4129.
Daylight Windows can supply all types of windows and doors, double or single glazed, in UPVC, white or anodized aluminium, hard or softwood, and offer free surveys and quotations without obligation.
Pay less and forget the rest. Daylight Windows at Glazewright, St John's Lane, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 4129.
For the best attention that your money can buy, let Teendale Garden Machinery Centre replace your time-expired grass-cutting machinery with a new Honda, Mountfield or Westwood. Teendale Garden Machinery Centre will demonstrate the machine of your choice on the acres of grass here at Burford and guarantee you don't buy a pig in a poke. For keen prices, the Westwood offer of free accessories and to try before you buy, come along to Teendale Garden Machinery Centre at Burford and they'll let you mow their grass before you mow yours. Don't forget, they'll also service your existing garden machinery and also stock McCulloch chainsaws. You know where they are, at Treasures of Tembury in Burford, or ring them on Ludlow 810816. That's Teendale Garden Machinery Centre for all your garden machinery needs.
You're better off
when the music's on.
Sunshine Radio, the leader.
27 after the hour of 4 o'clock. The B, just about time for me to say, Monday afternoon, indeed. I'll tell you what, Friday afternoons, I never know where I'm coming or going. I really don't. Just about time to be off, indeed. Jeff will be with you after the news at 4.30. And a quick one, indeed, before I leave you, St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. Right, now, if you're getting the old shamrock out, oh, great to you. And some of the things that take place tomorrow, well, I'll tell you, especially in Ireland, they have dances and ceilidhs. That's a form of musical knees-up and a raving session. They also have festivals and fetes and carnivals all over the place. And a strange thing about St. Patrick, 1600 years ago, after he'd been brought back as a prisoner from on one of the raids, he came back, became an old sainty typed character, and 1600 years ago, St. Patrick was responsible for bringing the 29th of February tradition that girls could ask men to marry them. He started it all off because there wasn't enough people getting married in Ireland, so he decreed that the girls could ask the men to marry him on that particular day. A useless piece of information for you about St. Patrick's Day. Whatever you're doing over the weekend, have yourselves a nice time. Do join me Monday afternoon. Okay, take care now. Bye.
Good times.
We'll be right back.
A very good afternoon to you. The time 4:30. The date Friday, the 16th of March, 1984. This is Steve Powell reporting. The building societies have cut the mortgage rate by 1%. That's more than was expected. The cut, both on mortgages and the rate paid to investors, brings the rate down to 10.25%. It'll mean a cut in repayments of £4.50 a month for every £10,000 borrowed. The move will put pressure on banks to reduce home loan costs, which have remained unchanged despite a recent cut in the minimum lending rate. A High Court judge has granted the NCB leave to bring contempt of court proceedings against the Yorkshire Miners on Monday. The NCB alleges the Yorkshire NUM has failed to obey an injunction to confine its pickets to its own pits. If the NCB proves contempt, the Yorkshire NUM's assets estimated at more than £7 million, could be at risk. Yorkshire Miners Terry Werrett and his brother Thomas have been fined after flying pickets tried to stop men going to work at a colliery in Staffordshire. Nottinghamshire Miners are voting on whether to join the strike over pit closures, but fewer than 20% are expected to favour the stoppage. Many miners leaving pits at Thoresby and nearby Ollerton said picket violence had swayed their votes. The result of their ballots will be announced tomorrow. About 650 pickets from Yorkshire, Kent, Northumbria and South Wales are outside pits in Leicestershire. Nationally, more than 80% of coalfields are idle. A man carrying a sawn-off shotgun was wounded in a shooting incident near the White House. He turned the single-barreled shotgun on security guards when he was challenged about 400 yards from the presidential residence. One of the security guards opened fire and the man, 25-year-old David Mahonsky of Williamsport, Pennsylvania, was hit in the forearm and taken to hospital. Mahonsky was described by his family as mentally very sick. New evidence about the failure rate of electronic breath testing equipment has prompted police surgeons to seek a change in the law. Results collected from 30 police stations in Great Britain showed that one in five of those failing the test on the machine were below the limit when their blood was tested. Two different makes of machine were included in the survey. Dr. James Dunbar of the Association of Police Surgeons said drivers should have the right to blood or urine tests before they could be convicted. A US diplomat has been kidnapped outside his home in West Beirut. Mr. William Buckley, a political officer at the US Embassy, was snatched by three gunmen and driven away in a white Renault car. Druze militiamen are believed to have joined in the hunt for the kidnapped diplomat following an appeal by US Embassy officials. The kidnappers were last seen heading south along the main coast road. Mr. Buckley is the third American to be abducted in the last 5 weeks. Americans have been urged to stop giving money, guns or moral aid to terrorists in Northern Ireland. Irish Premier Dr. Garrett Fitzgerald said in a speech to the US Congress that cash raised in the USA was being used to destroy a whole community. Later, he said the United States was a major source of weapons for the IRA because guns were so freely available. Irish groups in the country are said to raise £6 million a year for the IRA. Dr. Fitzgerald will discuss ways of curbing the aid when he meets President Reagan. Finally, look at the weather. Tonight is going to be dry and cloudy. The winds moderate northeasterly and a minimum temperature tonight of 1 degree centigrade. Time now, 4:33. This has been Steve Powell for Sunshine Radio, News and Weather Together.
Sunshine Radio.
Well, good afternoon. It's Jeff Dorset on Sunshine 299 from now till 7. And on the menu today, listen, it's you who control the programme. After 5 o'clock, 2 hours, you can have a phone in and request your favourite current Top 40 record and get it played instantly. Plus, win half of Shropshire in quizzes like Search for a Star, Guess the Year, the Square Eyeball Spot on TV shows and word games. Plus, a little bit of the news and the oldies. There are going to be a lot of number ones. More after the weather girl's opening up. That is two tons of fun. They are called the Weather Girls, doing remarkably well at the moment. That is Martha and Isidora, and It's Raining Men. Have you seen them? My goodness, they are so big they could nurse Australia, those two girls. We've got so much going on this afternoon. As I said, phone a favourite and do it right now. You've got a favourite record you want to hear? Give us a call right now on Tenbury Wells, 811-306, something out of the current Top 40, and we'll play it for you. We've also got loads of number ones, so keep the phone calls coming right in. Also, hot new stuff today, brand new ones, a mega mix from Culture Club. Got a Michael Jackson segue, got the brand new one by Cool and the Gang, the follow-up to Joanna, and the brand new one by the Thompson Twins, which will be the follow-up to Culture, to the old Doctor bit. And as I said, we've got so many quizzes going on this afternoon. Searching for a Star, bit of Square Eyeball on the TV programmes. Also, we're looking for one-line jokes a little bit later on. So if you think you're a funny guy or a funny girl, That'll give you the opportunity. So I'll tell you what, you start giving us a call right now on Tenbury Wells 811-306. I want you to give us a call right now. If there's a favourite record out the current top 40 you want to hear, give us a call. Tenbury Wells 811-306. We're waiting for your calls right now. Pick a record out the current top 40 and give us a dedication. And 5 minutes away, another quiz just around the corner. Okay, this is the 12-inch version of the Break Machine and Street Dance. Jeff Dorsett in the deck chair on Sunshine 299. You keep it right here. Don't worry about the Wally stations. We're in action. The best music when you want it. Give us a call right now. Tenbury Wells 811-306. Time to get into the first of our competitions. Just in front, though, could I just mention about my illustrious friend, Mr. James Harding? Do you know, a man so stupid, this week I asked him, who was Joan of Arc? And he told me it was Noor's wife.
Street dance.
that's the Brake Machine, currently rated number 3, with all the New York braking and the electric boogie and all the other stuff that's going on. This is Reaching Out and Touching You. It's Sunshine Radio on 299 with a competition just around the corner. Could I just mention something really quickly? Oh, bye, dear. Bye. Yeah, just mention actually to one of our secretaries there what a nice outfit she's got on today. I don't know what kind of skin that is, actually, she's got on, but the last time I saw a coat like that, it had bad breath and a hump. Right, the phone lines are open right now. Give us a call, Tenbury Wells, 811-306. Call us right now and phone a favourite on Sunshine. 299-811-306, Tenbury Wells. That is Airman Pop Music. Jeff Dorsett in the deck chair, going to lay some good music on you with Sunshine Radio 299, your music leader for the 80s. Keep the calls coming right now. If you want to phone a favourite, phone us right through. Something out of the current top 40, you can request it for anybody you like. And we'll be looking also later on for punchlines, all kinds of things going on, different jokes. We want you to finish them off. And also all sorts of competitions going on. Here's one for you to think about while we're just ahead of the latest one by Wang Chung, which is about number 19 on your fried menu down at the local Chinese. But think of this one: search for a star. Now think about this prize going out for the first person to get it right. Give us a call if you think you know who this is. She is now an overweight actress, born Newark, New Jersey in America in 1932. The clues are Wilding, Warner, and she has unusual eyes. If you think you know who that is, give us a call right now on Tenbury Wells, 811-306. Give us a call if you think you know who that is. She is now an overweight actress. She was born Newark, New Jersey, 1932. The clues are Wilding and Warner. She has unusual eyes. Who is she? Give us a call if you think you know. Tenbury Wells, 811-306. On phone, a favourite as well. If you've got a current top 40 record, play it for you soon.
Wang Chung.
Your baby by the hand. And make her do a handstand. And take your baby by the heel. And do the next thing that you feel. We were so in phase. In a dance hall days. We were cool on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true. Oh, I said, dance all day long. Take your baby by the hair and pull her close and there, there, there. And take your baby by the ears and play upon her darkest fears. We were so in phase. In a dance hall days. We were cool on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true. I said, dance all day long. Dance all day. Dance all day long. Your baby by the wrist, and in her mouth an amethyst, and in her breast you set fast blue, and you need her and she needs you, and you need her and she needs you.
Okay, that is Wang Chung and the Dance Hall Days on Sunshine Radio 299. Luckily, we've got a caller already. We've got Lynn on the line from Hereford. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry to keep you waiting. How are you?
Okay, I'm fine. How are you?
Very good. What are you doing with yourself?
Not a lot. I'm listening to your radio program.
Okay, right. You think you've got an answer on the search for a star?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Okay. I'll give you the clues I was going to get, but you got them after two. She is now an overweight actress born Newark, New Jersey, in America, 1932. The clues are Wilding, Hilton, Warner. I could have said Burton, and assaulted others. In fact, those were her husband. She has unusual eyes. I'm not quite sure. What colour are her eyes? It's very...
Violet,
you are right. Yes, she's won an Oscar for a performance in a film called Butterfield 8 when she played a rather naughty lady. And she is Elizabeth Taylor. Wonderful. What are you doing with yourself today?
I'm going out on the town.
You mean now or tonight?
Tonight.
Wonderful. Are you going out with a set of girls or are you going out
with a girl, yeah.
With a girl. Mm. Wonderful. Are you going to set the town alight?
Yes, we are.
Very good. What are you wearing tonight?
Yet.
Oh, I mean, does it depend on what your friend wears? I mean, for example, if she said she was going in trousers, would you?
No.
Ah, I see.
No.
Very good. And what will you... You haven't decided what you're going to wear tonight.
Not
what?
Yet, no.
What's your favourite colour?
Oh, blue.
Blue.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. Okay. And will this be a sort of a tour of the assorted hostelries to get a few gin and tonics or vodka and limes or something like that?
Gin and tonic.
Gin and tonic. Oh, an expensive lady.
Local
nightclub. Which one's that?
Oliver's.
Yeah. Is that a hot spot, is it?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Is the DJ any good?
Not as good as you.
Oh, you're a wonderful... Hey, I'll tell you what. You give me the number, darling. I'll tell you, I'll be down there real fast.
I'm ex-directory.
Very good. You stay on the line. I'll tell you, we'll be taking the number. Right, now, you said you like the Thompson Twins.
Yes, I do.
Wonderful. Okay, well, their album went to number one called In the Gap.
Mm.
Okay, Doctor was big. Is this one going to be as big? I'll tell you what, you give it a little bit of thought and tell us perhaps another day, or I'm going to be on tomorrow between 10 and 2, so if you like the Thompson Twins, we'll try and play a couple more by them. But this is called You Take Me Up, and I'll tell you something, I've got a feeling that this could be a number one for the Thompson Twins. They're so popular at the moment, and do you like her hats?
Yes, I do. I wish I could get away with things like Seaway.
Yeah, she's outrageous. Yeah, outrageous. Yeah, wonderful. Anyway, they've done remarkably well. The last time I was down here, which was about, it was about 7 or 8 weeks ago, I remember taking a side bet with somebody that the Thompson Twins' Doctor Doctor would get higher than New Moon on Monday by Duran Duran, and that came in at 12, and the Thompson Twins came in at something like 19, and the Thompson Twins overtook it.
That's right.
Yeah, wonderful. Anyway, you stay on the line a second, because we'll sort out the address and get a prize off to you, but
okay.
I thank you for calling, Sunshine. Anyway,
okay.
Most kind, you listen to the Thompson Twins, you take me up. You remember you heard it first, and we'll tell you it's going to be a number one.
I work on the front line. I work to survive. And I sleep in a fever. This is my life. Cry in my sleep.
Cry boy, cry boy.
Just makes me weep when I try. How I try. Know what it means to work hard on machines. It's a labor of love, so please don't ask me why. I'm looking for reasons. I'm trying too hard. Don't get very far.
Don't get very far.
Should I ask you to dance?
Dance boy, dance boy.
If I promise romance, would you come for the ride? I know what it means to work hard on machines. Do you believe in love, one that lasts for all time? Take me up. Love never dies.
Love never dies.
I believe in today.
Believe, boy, believe, boy.
It's better that way than you work through the night. And I know what it means to work hard on machines. It's a labor of love, so please don't ask me why. Take me up. Take me up to a higher ground. You take me up. So
Right, that's Joe and Alana and Tom Bailey. And the follow-up to Doctor Doctor, that is a brand new single out next week from the album In the Gap. That is the Thompson Twins, and You Take Me Up, and watch that go to number one. And didn't Lynn sound nice on the phone there? That was lovely. Hope she has a good time tonight. I bet if her body and her figure look anything like her, sound anything like her voice, must be something special. Right, I'll tell you, now, in a moment, we're going to be telling you some scandal about Linda Evans. Now, you know Crystal Carrington out of Dynasty? You stand by for a bit of scandal. We got some real hot stuff straight from the National Inquiry. You will not believe it. Right, a couple more quizzes that we're going to be getting into between now and 5:30. Now, here's one for you. Right, this is a touch of the lyrics with your lemon tea, or a touch of the word games. Now, what I want you to do is give me a call on Tenbury Wells 811-306. If you can tell me, where do these lyrics come from? Right, listen up to these. Flew in from Miami Beach, BOAC. Didn't get to bed last night. Now, where do those lyrics come from? A big hit single, flew in from Miami Beach, BOAC, didn't get to bed last night. If you think you know, you give us a call right now on Tenbury Wells 811-306. We're waiting for your calls, and also, if you want to phone a favourite, phone in something out of the current top 40, you give us a call right now. And don't forget, coming up in the programme today, we have a mega mix with Michael Jackson and the Jacksons, something about their tour as well. We've also got a mega mix with Lionel Richie. We've also got a very special American copy of Culture Club, blending together two of their singles. So there's a lot to wait for and listen to between now and 7 o'clock. And something about Linda Evans will follow the latest record by Van Halen. This is called Jump. It's taken from the album 1984. Steve Powell tells me it's been banned at the local shop because of the cover. Mm-mm. Mind you, can I tell you something about their lead singer, David Roth? I'll tell you, he has a £5 million insurance paternity suit. That means all the young ladies who are running around saying that he's fathered their children, he has a £5 million insurance with Lloyd's of London to say that it ain't his, honey. This is Jump with Van Halen. We'll be right back. Well, that is Jump from Van Halen. Jeff Dorsett in the deck chair. Don't forget, we're still looking for an answer on the first part here of the old lyrics with your lemon tea. I want to know, where does that come from? Flew in from Miami Beach, BOAC. Didn't get to bed last night. I want to know where that comes from. Okay, now just ahead of Linda Evans and all the scandal, we've got one more piece of music here. It's going to be an oldie from Love Affair, but keep the calls coming right now for us. We would appreciate it. And what I want you to do is give us a call on Tenbury Wells 811-306. You give us a call right now if you think you know where those lyrics came from. Flew in from Miami.